first of all, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, Jim.
Sure. My name is Jim Johnson. I've been with the Green Party for 25 years now. I'm a professor at Fanshawe College, and I teach in the business school. I'm a musician. It's one of my hobbies, and we have a little band, and I believe that we can make this world a better place.
That is obviously one of the main pillars of the Green Party, is the environment. And I have to ask, when we have so much going on with U.S. tariffs, affordability, homelessness, and that sort of thing, is it hard to break through all of that and get your message out right now? Or is the Green Party focusing on those issues as well?
I think it's important to make a distinction between the things that are urgent and the things that are important. And I think that we can address the urgent issues while at the same time keeping in mind what's important. In the long term, in 10 years from now, we'll have forgotten all about Donald Trump, but the environment will have degraded. And so it's important for us to remember that we need to be doing something while we are fixing all this other stuff that we have to fix, because we certainly have to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's always been what the Green Party is all about. When you go, have you started going door to door? How are you getting your message out?
I did a little bit of door to door, and well, hopefully the weather will get better for us, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
And how have you been received so far as a Green Party candidate in a place that has been blue, conservative blue, for quite a while now? How are you doing at those doors?
Not too bad. I mean, I do have a lot of name recognition because this is my fifth time running here. And so, you know, people know the name and they know I'm serious about this. And I think I have a credible message that people relate to.
What years was it that you ran, just so we have a good tally of that?
Okay, I ran in 2006, 2008, 2011, and 2015.
Okay. Some might say you're a glutton for punishment.
I know.
Others might say, wow, this guy really believes in his cause.
Well, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it, right?
So true, Jim. So break it down for us. What is the Green Party platform for the federal election?
Well, going forward, I mean, clearly we have to what I think every political party is going to do, which is that we need to fight the tariff war and win it. We need to pull together as Canadians to do that. And that includes working with all levels of government to make sure that that happens. So I don't think we're any different than any of the other parties in that regard. We do have some interesting ideas, I think, in terms of creating funds, which can be used to specifically help sectors of the economy which are impacted by tariffs. And I believe that targeted subsidies, for example, are more effective tool than a sort of a general tax cut, which some parties have proposed. I don't think a general tax cut really is an effective way of fighting a trade war. But on top of that, we have a whole bunch of issues in terms of housing, in terms of health care, in terms of affordability, and we can't let those issues take a back seat. We have to make sure that we're implementing programs which are integrated and work together to solve all of these problems. Because these are complex problems. There's no Band-Aid solutions for any single one of them.
So true. Lambton Kent Middlesex is now Middlesex London. Your thoughts on how the riding has changed?
Well, that means there's going to be a larger urban component from London North. And I think that will change it a little bit. I believe that was a Liberal riding prior. So it might be sort of more of a contest than it has been in the past, which I'm glad to see, because I do think that every election should be an opportunity for people to say, this is what I believe in. As you know, I'm not sure that I'm going to win, okay? But I think this is an election where, you know, we've seen the polls, we know what's going to happen. How Middlesex London swings one way or the other, I don't think is going to make a bit of difference in the grand scheme of things. So I think this is an opportunity for people to actually vote for what they want. So my goal is to get 10% of the vote this time around, so I can get my election expenses or a portion of my election expenses back. And I every time someone votes green, it sends a message to everybody, all the other parties, that this is an important agenda for us to take on.